I welcome you once again on this journey as we look at the words of Christ on the cross. I'm so glad that you've joined me. Today we look at the fifth phrase that Jesus spoke while he hung. The Gospel of John, chapter 19, verses 28 and 29 say, Jesus, knowing that all things had already been accomplished, to fulfill the scripture said, I am thirsty. A jar full of sour wine was standing there, so they put a sponge full of sour wine upon a branch of hyssop and brought it up to his mouth. Jesus certainly was and is God. And while it is true that God the Son died on the cross for our sins, we need to remember that Jesus was also perfectly human. As a man like us, he felt hunger, he felt thirst, he felt fatigue. I love that John records Jesus asking for a drink, because it reminds us in the midst of an extraordinary action of self-sacrifice by our Savior that he was all the while still a human. It is true that Jesus initially refused a drink of vinegar, gall, and myrrh, but I want to fast forward several hours from that rejection of the drink. The hours of torture on the cross have taken a tremendous toll on the body of Jesus. Execution by crucifixion was not a sudden death like being shot by a firing squad. It was a long, drawn-out, lingering death. During this process, your body would certainly be dehydrated. The 22nd Psalm that we read yesterday also mentions the parchment of Jesus graphically saying, "My tongue sticks to the roof of my mouth." Certainly after being awake all night, being scourged, carrying a heavy wooden beam, bleeding out in the hot sun, should not surprise us that Jesus was thirsty. What an irony we see here in Scripture. The one that came as a source of living water for all men is now suffering from thirst. For it is the same Jesus that, to a Samaritan woman at the well, claims to have this water that will quench thirst forever. Now he's asking for a drink. Couldn't he just make it another hour? After all, he made it 40 days in the wilderness without food. He must have self-control. Perhaps it was necessary that his lips should be moistened because he had yet two more momentous words in which to utter clearly to those that were around that scene. But if that wasn't the reason, there was still left a scripture from the Old Testament that needed to be fulfilled. Psalm 69, verse 21 had predicted the suffering servant of Israel would say, "They gave me vinegar for my thirst." Jesus knew that in order to be the perfect sacrifice, he would be required to fulfill all that was prophesied of the Messiah during all of the ages from all time. And so this fifth word from the cross serves to remind us of the intentionality of Christ Jesus. This was more than just a regular thirst. This was a thirst to perfectly obey the Father down to the most minute detail. You see, depending on the curator, there are as many as 300 prophecies that Jesus fulfilled in his lifetime. But I want to take just the more descriptive prophecies, and there would be easily 40 to 50 that are specifically said to have been fulfilled in the New Testament by Old Testament scriptures. The point is that only the Son of God could perfectly fulfill and obey such extravagant requests. Only a perfect Savior would stress the importance of drinking on his deathbed just so that a skeptic would have no grounds to doubt that he was the Christ. You see, Jesus not only claimed to be the Son of God, he proved that he was the Son of God. Even in the seemingly benign phrases like, "I thirst," may we be able to see a loving Savior that was on a mission to completely and perfectly save you from your sin. We thank you, Jesus, for perfectly fulfilling the law, so that we can walk in your free gift of grace and be granted eternal life. Let's pray. Father, we love you. I thank you that you were so perfectly obedient that even in your last breaths on the cross, your desire was to fulfill all that was spoken of you. Father God, I thank you for sending your Son, Jesus, to die for us, I thank you that he perfectly fulfilled the law so that we don't have to, that we would just confess with our mouth and believe in our heart that God has raised him from the dead, we too shall be saved. We thank you, Father. We thank you, and we look forward to being in your new kingdom and drinking and eating of the cup with you one day. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.